Several people have been asking if there's any last wishes that Sri Bhuvanath had. And one wish has become very apparent, that he wanted the festivals which he started to be continued. What is a festival? What did he say? He said some people will look and see that here are some Hare Krishnas jumping up and down. The food is nice. The play was okay. He said, but deep down they will be touched somehow or another. Well, if you multiply the numbers of festivals that Sri Bhuvanath has been the inspiration for by the numbers of people who attended them, you will find that literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people over the years have been touched and given the opportunity of understanding something about this unique form of spiritual life by him. So we have a team. They're all very hard workers. They've gone with Sri Bhuvanath wherever he's been. Whether it's the trip to Tip with everybody completely drunk and throwing empty beer bottles at them and climbing on top of the tent in order to make it collapse on top of the singing Hare Krishnas, or whether it's in Africa in a huge stadium feeding 10,000 people in the hot sun. Whoever it has been, this crew has been with him and representing them. We will now have Ravi Giri.
Hare Krishna. I haven't prepared anything for enough time, but
you were busy.
It's very moving to see so many wonderful devotees show their appreciation for Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu. And in this association we can realize actually what a great personality he is. Fortunately we were able to be with him, myself, in Brazil for the last couple of weeks. And I feel very privileged that I got that opportunity to myself in Brazil for the last couple of weeks. And I feel very privileged that I got that opportunity to personally serve him, cook for him, massage him, and take care of his needs. He was actually such a genuine devotee of the Lord that he was of course very humble, and where we may see others or ourselves, we may jump at the chance or the idea of someone serving us, but even when he was in a very weak condition, we couldn't convince him to let someone serve him. In fact, when I arrived in Brazil, we sat down, he said, "You're not my servant." He said, "You can go off to town, you can go and do your email, I don't mind, just need you for one or two things." So even at that stage, when he did as he promised, he called us when he was getting weaker. But even when I arrived, he told me, "You're not my servant." But he let me serve him in different ways. I first met Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu in 87 in Seoul Street. I happened to sit down beside him at lunch, and he told me that he was starting festival programs, which was very exciting and interesting, and somehow I managed to team up with him. The Sri Bhuvanath was talking about some desires that Sri Bhuvanath had, some last wishes. And not in Brazil, but actually just before he went to Brazil last time, we invited him to come to a festival in Brighton. And it was a nice festival, about 300 people came. And he managed to come along. He didn't promise to come because his condition was shaky, but he said he would try, and he did manage to come. He was very weak even at that time, but he sat on a chair on the stage and addressed the audience and spoke for 20 minutes or half an hour, took some questions and answers. And then we had a kirtan at the end, and he stood up for the kirtan. And we just asked him, without wishing to make him feel pressured, but he actually sung a little bit in that kirtan also, which I think we have a video. So after that festival, downstairs in the changing room, in the dressing room, it was like a theatre, and there was myself, Ravi, Dean, a couple of other devotees. And he was very, as we all were, but he was very spiritually enlivened. As we all know, the festivals, when they go on, they clear a lot of cobwebs from the mind, and devotees feel very happy. It's always like the end of a movie after a festival, you know, it's like all is well that ends well. So we were feeling like this, elated. And Tumura said to us, he said, "Gary, just keep the festivals going." He said, "That's all I've ever been about. It's all I'm about, what I've always been about." So we'll try.